We got to get outside, Bernard. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. It's hard to believe, but next week, Seattle's Downtown Central Library celebrates its 10th anniversary. The city's flagship library is considered one of the most distinct buildings in the downtown area.
We're going to hear more about that and more about the library when Marcy Silman brings us a tour of the library with the architect. Nancy Pearl knows a thing or two about libraries. She loves them. Today she offers a book that shares her passion, not just for service, but for the buildings as well. Also a reprint and a reintroduction to an author she says is one of the best. Nancy Pearl has brought in a book about unicorns, I think. I didn't know you were a unicorn fancier, Nancy.
I sort of outgrew it when I was a kid, but then have gone back to it in recent years.
So this is a fantasy about unicorns?
No, no. Peter Dickinson is one of the best mystery writers ever to put pen to paper.
Whoa. And another artist I've never heard of.
Yeah, and he, and what's so wonder, he's British, where, from whence many good mystery writers spring.
From whence many spring.
And Small Beer Press, which is a small press in Massachusetts, run by a guy named Gavin Grant and his wife, the short story writer Kelly Link, who I am a huge fan of. They have undertaken to reprint, bring back into print all of Peter Dickinson's books.
This is an older author.
Although he is still living and presumably still writing.
Well, that's a long list of books there.
Yes, he is a major writer. And what I'm going to talk about in
That's so great. Another person I can discover.
Yes, because with Peter Dickinson, I mean, he has this absolutely just fertile imagination, and all his books are very British, and if you like that kind of mysteries that are not that you're not turning the pages, running through the plot, but you really want to linger over the characters, linger over the writing, then Peter Dickinson is a writer for you. And in one of the weeks to come, I'm going to talk about another one of his books, which is has always been one of my favorite novels of his, a very strange mystery called The Poison Oracle.
When was this book, The Last Unicorn,
written? This was originally published in, when was it originally published? 1984.
Oh, wow.
And it was available here at that time.
Death of a Unicorn. Excuse me.
Yes.
I called it The Last Unicorn is Peter S. Beagle.
And you know, it was funny. When I wrote to Gavin to say that I, you know, wanted to get a copy of this, I wrote it as something like, I said, could you send me a copy of Peter Dickinson's The Last Unicorn? So he wrote back and he said, do you want Peter Beagle's The Last Unicorn or Peter Dickinson's Death of a Unicorn?
That's an entirely different
book. Yes. So one of the wonderful things about Peter Dickinson is that he can get into the head of and write in the voice of many different characters. And this one is told from the point of view, first, of a young woman who's in the upper class. She's a lady in England. And she begins a relationship with an older man who is the publisher of a kind of people-like magazine. And then something happens to him, and that part of the book ends. And the second part of the book is when she revisits the crime because of various things that have happened and discovers things that she wasn't aware of then. So it's one of those books that you just kind of sink into, in the sense that I was just entirely captivated by his voice and by his imagination.
Oh, is
that
right?
It's amazing.
He really tells a story that surprises you.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Peter Dickinson,
yes.
Dickinson, Death of a Unicorn. So he's still writing?
Yes, he is still writing. And he's married to another of my favorite writers, Robin McKinley. So what a household that must be.
Yeah. Oh, I see. He writes children's books and picture books.
Yes.
What an interesting fellow. Why do you say that his imagination is so prevalent? I see he's the two-time winner of the Golden Dagger Awards.
England's one of England's mystery awards, major mystery awards, because he writes alternate histories. There's a terrific two books that he's written, I believe just two in the series, kind of alternate history of semi-recent British history, which, I mean, that you can take these everyday events as he does and turn them into something totally other.
Well, Nancy,
he's amazing. I love him.
You going back and having a little lull in new books that inspire you, so going back to find older authors just means that me and a lot of us find a new author to experience.
Yes, and I'm very careful only to talk about the books that are easily available, and this is easily available.
Small beer press, you said, huh?
Small beer press.
Like it's next to a brewery, perhaps, or something?
You know, I would have to ask them why they're calling it Small Beer Press, or why they called it. They also do an occasional zine called Lady Churchill's Rosebud Wristlet. Now, I would defy anyone to say that more than once.
No, and it's a fiction-based zine?
Everything.
Fun.
I mean, a mixture.
Yeah. Well, that's great. All right, so then just you were inspired by this book, it looks like.
Yeah, this is called The Public Library, a Photographic Essay by Robert Dawson. There's a foreword by Bill Moyers and an afterword by Ann Patchett, two of my favorite people, for whom I have a great deal of respect. And this is really gorgeous, gorgeous photographs of libraries, big and small, all over the country. Here's a library in Roscoe, South Dakota. Now, I was in the library in Laura Ingalls Wilder's hometown of DeSmet, South Dakota. I had lunch in that library. And this is another library about the same size.
Roscoe. Oh, that's about the same size. That is, talk about
yes.
a one-room
yes.
schoolhouse or one-room library.
Well, this was built in 1932 by a group of community-spirited women called the Priscilla Embroidery Club. And then on the opposite page, there's the Handley Regional Library in Winchester, Virginia, which almost looks, I mean, would you say that looks kind of Eastern?
I would say Eastern. I would also say it's a very stately building, almost looks like a state capitol
yes,
or something.
Right.
With a beautiful green dome on top.
And a Confederate sympathizer built this library after the Civil War. So, and then, oh, look at this, the McCoy Memorial Library in McLeansboro, Illinois. I mean...
Is that one?
This one.
This old
this
red
one.
Building, this old
yep.
sort of, what would you call this era? This is Gothic, San
yeah,
Francisco?
Kind of, yeah, it looks San Francisco Victorian-ish.
Victorian, thank you.
Yeah. But then look at this one, the main library in Duluth, Minnesota. And I was at the old Duluth, Minnesota Public Library before this one was built. Look,
that's the picture of the front of the building?
Yes.
With giant books as the art in the entryway.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then interspersed with the photographs are just brief essays by people like Amy Tan, Isaac Asimov, Barbara Kingsolver, E.B. White, and many others.
I like the looks of this book, too, because it looks like a fifth grade textbook. The format and the size
yeah,
the cover.
Right.
And yet it's this beautiful book about life. Well, that should inspire you to think about the
really,
grandeur of writing in libraries.
I would say it really makes it would make you want to go around the country searching out libraries and I know in my experience of having done the little bit that I've done of speaking around the country at libraries large and small, there's something very special about going into a town's library.
I agree. That's a great book. That's a nice idea, too, going around and visiting libraries around town. I've been to the Lopez Island Library.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful library.
It is.
And you go in there and just feel such a part of the community.
Right.
Most all libraries make you feel that
way.
The
Orcas Library is just gorgeous. That's another lovely library. There's a lovely library in Rapid City, South Dakota. Worth a trip. Even if you don't go to Mount Rushmore, you could go to the library. It's a great, great library. And look at this picture. Verschier Community Library Hostel and Vermont Shop. So you could sleep in the library.
That's
or
a good
near
idea.
The library,
near
which
library.
Has always been my dream.
Yeah, I would sleep on the tables if they'd let me.
Not under the tables?
Yeah, it depends. Depends on the size. Very nice. Who's that librarian?
This is a woman in charge of post office, library, and Tuscarora Branch Library, Tuscarora, Nevada.
These are nice pictures. The Public Library, a photographic essay by Robert Dawson, with a foreword by Bill Moyers and afterword by Ann Patchett. Okay, I'm inspired now to go more libraries and read some more books.
Do it.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
Nancy's books this week were Death of a Unicorn by Peter Dickinson and The Public Library by Robert Dawson. This is The Record.